October 9th, 2005. It's Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. the window as the doctor turned. He was a cartoon long forsaken by the public eye. The nurse adjusted her goddess as I breathed my first. The doctor grabbed my breath and said, God, but the lady cried.
From Pedro Show, October 9, 2005 edition. Happy birthday, Elizabeth. I don't know, 37. That was Richard Hell. I don't know. Did you see the date on this, Brother Matt?
Between 1973 and 2004.
Yeah, but I think the 73 stuff is the Neon Boys, which was before television. And then he left in 76. And I think in 75 or 74 he was with Johnny Thunders. So this is either like 75 or 76 of Richard Hell with television at CBGB's. It just says live. It's from his new anthology, Spurts. He gave this to me a few days ago. He was in town to read from his new book, Godlike. Duck Soup, or Book Soup. Duck Soup's a book. West Hollywood. And the day before it, he was at the same West Hollywood book fair I was. He's driving. I think he started in Seattle and did a whole bunch of things, and he was driving. He likes driving. He told me he had a muscle car for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, a Barracuda. Uh-huh. And then me and Raymond got to have dinner with him. It was Monday night, so the only thing open was Hamburger Hamlet, something on Hollywood Boulevard. I don't know many places to chow. Pink's. Up in Hollywood. So
standard.
Yeah, I guess. And it was neat having him talk. Now Raymond's in New York City. He got there yesterday. He's got a big show at the Whitney. There was a piece in the New York Times magazine. I think I flowed you an email of it. Yeah, it's like going into his house with his family and stuff.
Wow.
And it was not just a writer. It was the art editor for the New York Times. So.
Yeah, Raymond.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be back next week, and we're going to start on the movies.
Cool.
Get that Richard II and... we want to get Don Quixote, too, because this year is the 400th anniversary.
That's a good tribute.
So it'll be 401 next year. So we got to get it on. And with Gomez. We opened up with Blue Monk, something live from Carnegie Hall in 1957. Everybody's talking about this thing right now. It's Thelonious Monk Quartet with John Coltrane when he played with him. In between his two stints with Miles Davis. And this thing was... found at the Smithsonian or something. I mean, there was a lot of cats on the bill, too. You can see here, I mean, it's not part of this recording, but the same night, it was November 29, 1957. So less, like 3 weeks from when I was born. And Yeah, Billie Holiday. It was a Thanksgiving gig. Dizzy Gillespie, Ray Charles, Chet Baker, Zoot Sims, Sonny Rollins. Whoa. So, and then Thelonious Monk along with John Coltrane. This picture of them doing each other. And, yeah, you were talking about Monk's dancing. Yeah, he used to get up. I thought I played an interview where the guy asked about him. We got to get into this. Because I also got flowed this CD that's like, it's called Evidence, and it's about the recording. So I think it's people talking. Well, actually, it was a benefit concert. Here's the evidence. It's only got three tunes. Yeah, Joe Martin. So, well, you know, these guys both got sons. And I did see a little thing on the web, a little film of them talking about their pops, Robbie Coltrane and Thelonious Monk, his son, T.S. or something, he goes by letters. And they're both talking about a little bit. There's talking heads. Anyway, on this, I'm sure I played an interview where John Coltrane is asked about, you know, do you ever see that dancing? And he never got to really see it because he said it usually happened when he was soloing. The Monk could get up, and he said he could, because he was kind of curious to see what it looked like, too, because the guy asked him what it looked like from up on the stage, and he really didn't know. So last week, or when we did our show last, we didn't last week, huh? You were crammed up.
Yeah.
But did we talk about this Blank Generation? Anyway, that was the name of that song, the Richard Hell thing, but it's him with the television guys. And I got a DVD. I got to put it to sound because we can't play it here yet. But it's like in the Ork Loft. Terry Ork is the guy who had a label called Ork Records, and he put out the first television single and the first Richard Hell single. Trippy guy. I think he worked in a bookstore or a porn store that Hell and Verlaine worked at or something when they first got to New York. He just died a little while ago. Terry York, maybe a few months ago. I think in San Diego or something. And anyway, this is up in his loft in New York City when the band was just getting together in 74. Because the first band they made was Neon Boys, so we'll play that. But what I want to play is a little something more from, I got an email from the drummer. Sisters in the Pit. I played a song because I had just gotten back from NorCal, I remember, and I got this at the gig. And she wrote me and said, hey, I heard you liked our band, and thank you for getting it together and something like that. Well, yeah, I bought a shirt, and I bought the CD, and I wore the shirt. I got the CD signed by the bass player. I just met her right when she got done playing. She's there putting up the amp. I said, will you sign this for me? It's not like your bass playing. But then I got an email by the drummer, and it was really neat. Yeah, they're Oakland people, and they said they like, they appreciate, yeah, somebody like you. You like that when somebody says they like me, you know, I say, thank you. So that's kind of like what it was like. Well, it was neat because well, they heard about the radio show, but they haven't heard it yet. So here's another chance for them to hear themselves on the Watt for Pedro show. Sisters in the Pit. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna get your loving arms today.
Slipping and falling. Gear. Brother Matt, this is going to tumble, I think. With my luck, you know. That was work that we do, myself, Petra, Perkins. Something we did for the Sublime tribute. I got to be more aware of our connects here. But then fucking just cut it off. Whatever. I couldn't let the shit fall. Before that, we had live from the Redden Festival, end of August. Shit, a month ago now.
Right.
Month and a half, maybe. Stooges. Yeah, Reading, England with I Want to Be Your Dog. Before that, we start off with Beautiful. Instrumental by Sisters of the Pit. Sisters in the Pit. I'm sorry. Oakland, California. Great band. I think sistersinthepit.com is their website. SISTASINTHEPIT.com. And you can see what they're about. That's it. I went there. I think the bass player has solo album. And it's the same lady who does the artwork, you know, with that, you know, kind of like posters from Superfly in the early 70s. Yeah, because I think Richard Bonney gave me a card. I think she might have been selling the T-shirts, because when I got home, there was a card. You know, people give me the card. You know where they're really big on that is Japan. Did your buddy come from Japan?
He's supposed to be here this weekend.
But Sunday.
He's going to be here for this weekend, and then up north, down south, and then back here. So he's going to squeeze it all in while he's here, while he's in town.
ain't going on, Brother Matt.
Well, he's not here. That's true. It worked in the test.
Yeah, wiggle the wire.
Wiggle the wire.
Yeah, because I hear some noise. Go now. No, it's something with the wire. No, you got to wiggle it at the board. No.
Okay, keep talking so it ain't dead.
Hey, hello there, folks. This is Watt from Pedro Show. We're working out a few little technical difficulties.
I got to repair that jack.
I'll be back with you in just a moment.
It's a jack itself.
Darn jack.
You know what I'm saying? So, try it again.
Here we are once again.
Yeah, there
friends.
We go. Now your buddy from Japan. What part of Japan?
He's got two pads, one in Tokyo and one at the beach. But I think it's pretty close to you that Japan gave Shibuya-ku zone.
Shibuku? Shibuya-X?
Yeah.
That was in Tokyo.
Yeah, that's where one of his pads
is. We were in Chiba City, Tokyo, and Osaka. There's a, you know, I was pedaling this morning by Port Sakal, and a street there is called Nagoya Way.
Yeah.
What's that for? Nagoya is a big town.
Yeah, I think that previous phase of the remodeling, like a long time ago, Port Sakal upgrade is when they stuck that street in there. I don't know why they named it that.
Because that Asia thing? Because
yeah,
there's a little Asia.
Asian village part, yeah. Probably, yeah. Yeah.
Now they're going to, what, scissor all that?
Yeah, it's bridge to breakwater,
right.
Plan or something like
right,
that.
Right, right.
So part of it started, but the Port Sakal part is pretty...
It's a cruise ship part.
Yeah, cruise ship
by
part.
By the bridge, very yeah. Close, not too close to breakwater.
Yeah, so they got the lights on the bridge now. It looks like two big blue tits kind of...
You know what?
Big blue bra.
Did you notice there are two lights? The top ones are different than the bottom
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, a little I think different they had, shade or something.
Yeah, I think they had two different companies
yeah,
do it.
A couple different deals.
So, got this thing happening. Yeah, so I'm sure everybody's concerned with the beautification of San Pedro. But it's already beautiful enough. So I just hope they don't make it...
It kind of makes it
more
look
puked up.
Chicer, Marina del Pedro kind of look.
Promenade. Promenadian. Promenadian.
Some cool paddling pics this week, though.
Oh, yeah. I got a movie, too. I did yesterday. Yeah, the water would come down and make everything orange,
yeah,
peach.
Yeah, it's Indian summer mode.
Crimson.
Doesn't like the fires and smog to make some bitchin' sunrises and sunsets.
Isai. I think Isai's first generation because there's a poster because I'm putting the cigarette out in this abalone shell. And, you know, we had, like, a bunch of guys. I think Sepulveda. At Royal Palms, the old man built them a shed so they could do pearl and abalone cultivation. Wow, there's bone phone. You hear that ringing?
Yeah, little baby phones hiding in the back. This will be the last one.
Okay, let's get to more music. There's a band, Raymond did the art here. They're called the Garage Dogs. This is for Matt, Watt from Pedro Show.
watch the world pass me by. I feel no compulsion to rise up and save the world anymore, now that I know there's no rule book in the sky. What's the point of contribution if it's misunderstood? Nobody's keeping track anyway. So if I happen to see you in the street, sir, I will not try to change your life. Instead, I will let you go on about your day.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Antigone, band from El Paso, young guys, with a song called The Road. Heather gave it to me. Heather Lockie on tour with Eels right now. And she also gave me the one before at the lottery, and she actually plays the violin or viola on that. I think they're a San Francisco band or East Bay, somewhere up there. A tune called Falling Rain. Before that, we had Rockets from Cat Power, and we started off with Garage Dogs doing Michelangelo. A friend of me and Raymond's, Raymond did the artwork. I think they're living here now. They were in Massachusetts for a while. Michelangelo. Raymond with a big show at the Whitney. He's in New York City right now for the opening. Piece in the New York Times Sunday magazine. Pretty trippy piece. Kind of some family insight. Anyway, as far as a writer from the New York Times, it's actually the art editor who did it. And I remember we were at the Ponies last week, and the Times has the big fact-checking thing now because of the scandals and stuff. So, yeah, this big windbag conversation with checking every fact, everything, you know, whether it was true or not during their spiel. It was a windbag, like half hour or something. I no solis, so I rode Corey Nakatani and Patrick Venezuela. I think three races with Corey, four races with Pat, and lost all but the last one. Pat came in at the end for me.
Did we leave?
Yeah, that's okay. Cause I don't got much riding on it anyway. It was opening day at Santa Anita, but the infield was closed. We always like to go to the infield. It's kind of neat there at Santa Anita. You can go and see. You got to come with us once.
Cool.
You dig it. We have a fun time.
You haven't checked the Ponies in a while.
Yeah, we're not really gamblers. You know, we just watch them run. They're beautiful. And then he had to do this animation thing because we were going to go the Saturday last week. And they had the free steins, the oak tree thing.
Oh, cool.
Oak tree meat. But he had to finish up this. There's software now that can make his drawings into animations.
Oh, wow.
And I think they're showing it at the Whitney.
Neat.
And, again, he was victim of the people I was working with, and delay a game until crunch time, and then, so I haven't got to see it yet, but he says okay, you know, with the restrictions and everything. But you can imagine the old way of making animations, you got to draw each panel.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, software must.
Pretty time intensive.
Yeah, make a
endeavor. Yeah. Sunday in Pedro. I guess loud pipes save lives. But, that was a whistle.
Rice burner variety.
Did you hear the whistle?
Yeah.
Or was that a bird?
A little chirp, I think, of someone's alarm or something.
Okay.
Got all the sounds of Pedro today.
Yeah, it was really quiet this morning when I was pedaling, though. The crack of dawn. Yeah. It was nothing. That's the way I like it. More and more old people are walking. They're quiet. They're not so noisy. Not like the daytime thing.
Yeah, this time of year is bitching. I dig on this Indian summer style.
Yeah. Not too sweaty. I chat with my mom and my uncle. He's here from Peoria.
Oh, cool.
And right before I came here. It's an early Sunday. We start at 10:30 this morning. For Watt from Pedro Show. Got Prack with Jer and Pete coming up for the Spanish Huesca gig October 29.
cool. That's
and then we do a skateboard benefit here in town. Oh, there's a car alarm.
So where's
well,
the skateboard?
That's what that was.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the skateboard?
It's going to be at La Zona Road as a number
cool,
two.
Cool.
But we better end this first hour of the October 9, 2005 edition of Wafa Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. October 9, 2005, it's the second hour of the Watford Pedro Show.
I wish I could fight it.
Pedro Show. That was Mad Trucker Gone Mad with Think of Me, a DeKreutzen cover off a DeKreutzen tribute record. Played something from a Sublime tribute record. Now here's one from a Milwaukee band called DeKreutzen. I did a song for this. We played it before Stomp. Did it with Barilli and Crane and Adam Gaxiola.
Cool.
The hottest lead guitarist, crane operator down on the dock there. You had a gig, right?
Yeah, had a little Hatch Clerk gig down there the other
Hatch
night.
Clerk the
other
night.
That was cool. Got a little OT Evergreen.
Yeah. Before that, we had Jesse Moss with Wish Bitch. Jesse did some gigs with alongside me and Peter and his brother on a week of Warped Tour stuff. I got those earphones. You know, Cap from the Ataris was there. He put putty in my ears and made forms for these earphones called Ultimate Ears or something like this. And, they seal up because they fit your ear. People use them for monitors. I know Flea and Les Claypool.
Oh, wow.
But it works good with my iPod thing. Seals up the world.
Cool.
And we start off Bombing of London by The Last from their album. It was put on CD. Came out, I think, in 1979, a couple of years ago. It was put on CD. And actually, I mean, it's not the version, but that's the B-side of their first single. And, God, I really liked the way that first single was recorded. And then when they did that album, I remember it coming out so tiny sounding. But anyway, The Last, Joel Nolte was the brainchild, songwriter, singer, and all. He lives in Pedro now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think, I can't remember the name. He's got another band, though, but he lives in Pedro. He was Hermosa, Redondo guy in those days. Anyway, it's my pleasure, an extreme fortunate opportunity to bring you, Brother Matt, Spin Cycle.
Thank you.
All transmitters to pull, all receivers to boost. This is London calling. This is London calling. The best tunes we can find anywhere in the world, at any time, any place. Now we'd like to let rip on a whole different tip.
Thank you. ticket. And there's the train. The indestructible speed of Soweto once again.
shake your tree. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it all the time. Oh, wee baby, I'm gonna show you a good time, baby. Keep talking about me like a low-down dog, like a low-life dog. They say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong.
Doing you wrong.
Well, don't you know, don't you worry about a thing,
mama,
pretty mama.
Don't you worry.
Because I'm right here, right here, right here, singing all along. Yeah, baby. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. And I really love your peaches, woman, come shake. That's what I'm talking about.
Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play the music in the sun.
Yeah, baby.
I'm a stroker, I'm a smoker.
For shizzle dizzle, my nizzle fizzle dizzle.
CR+236.
Combinations of music. You're about to play a soul 45 RPM recording, but the turntable is set at 33 and a third, and the record plays very slowly. Let's pick up the tempo a bit, eh? Now let us imagine that you're in the middle of your disc jockey program.
if you could throw a couple of, right when he's playing the drum. 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 Right when he's playing the drum.
concentrate their thoughts, and it may be rather difficult for them to start to meditate at once.
Just talk to your citizens through a quantum fluctuation. beautiful situation when all eyes are turned in. And love isn't flowing the way it should have been. You brought it all up, but it feels so wrong. You brought it all up. No, no, I don't believe the song. You brought it all up. It's a sad communication, little reason to believe. When one isn't giving, one pretends to receive.
dimly lit doorway, your bedroom floor. There are newspaper comforters. Large, curious Dobermans. Friends worse than I. God knows I drank too much. Not enough. When the storm will pass, we are one and the same monster. Survival or relative abstraction. How far will you go? The voice inquires. On a nightly basis, just exactly how far are you going to go? No easy answers. Downtown. Penniless. Cumulonimbus accumulating. Dimly lit doorway. Your bedroom floor. There are newspaper comforters. Large, curious Doberman. Friends worse than I. There are large, curious Dobermans. Friends worse than I.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Creature Comforts from Unknown Instructors. Unknown Instructors doing Chapter 2 next Thursday.
That's cool. With
David Thomas on board. This is from, I think, 2 years ago, but it just came out about 3 weeks ago. Smogvale, Unknown Instructors. It's called The Way Things Work. The album, the song was Creature Comforts. Sounded like some bass. On a fuzz tone or something.
Cool.
It's myself and George Hurley. Put together by Dan McGuire, poet from Toledo. Jack Brewer was involved too. So, Total Access next week, where we did Project Mersch like 20 years ago. Before that, we had Keith McCaw. You brought it on. Keith McCaw passed away a couple of years ago. But he's a cat who helped me with kicking methamphetamine years ago. So,
what was it sad. What was his tip?
Let it go. And we start off with Celebrity Skin, a tune called Introduction. Following Brother Matt Spin Cycle. Never thought you'd hear Steve Miller on Watt Pedro Show, but that was through Bootsy Collins. Through his cowboy hat. Yeah, Bootsy, great bass player. It's trippy, too. I was going to play some, maybe a little later on, some Funkadelic.
Cool. It's always good.
So that was sensing out that vibe. Yeah, last week you came by the coffee shop. Sacred Grounds has moved a half block west.
Yeah, it's the first time it's a new spot.
Yeah, on 6th Street,
that was
a couple doors down from the Warner Theater. And Money Mark called me up and said, come on and jam. So I went down there. He keeps his stuff now at a pad here in Pedro, like a little storage thing on 13th. He says people practice there. Near it. Some metal bands or something, Pedro. Local metal bands.
It's cool, yeah, and that was really neat.
We're going to have another one on Halloween. Since I won't be on the road, which I usually am. I'll just get back from Spain the day before. And because Halloween's on a Monday.
Right.
I know people like celebrating on a weekday, weekend or whatever.
Yeah, it'll be raging all
But it'll
weekend.
Be a weekday thing. I like to celebrate it on its day. So it screws with the regular order of things. It's the only day all year that we admit to wearing costumes.
Admit.
Yeah, the other 364 days we're in big time denial. That's why I like it.
Okay, I was going to get, I'm going for this new job thing, and one of the deals was before all the people had to wear coats and ties.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'm totally qualified for this job. I think if I get it, am I going to take it if I got to wear a coat and tie? Do I want to mature to that level?
Yeah.
And I decided, no, I'm not going to take it if I got to wear a tie. And then I found out that the person who made that rule is no longer there, so my main concern vanished.
Relief.
Yeah. No tie.
No time for tie. Why are people like that?
Yeah. No costume.
Yeah. They got to get things uptight so they can come down. Some displaced insecurities. That's unfortunate, but I'm glad he gets to take that fascism to a new location and happily
clear the space.
Make it available for you to avoid it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Sounds of Pedro Tala. In the background?
Yeah, Roaring by Chorus Sunday. Nothing like it. Pacific. I'll tell you, a few hours ago, or maybe seven hours ago, it was quiet.
Let's hear the seals barking.
Buoy boys. Colin. There was some seals circling me the other day. They're tripping. They know when I go for the camera, they dive. They don't want to be... But if I don't touch camera, they'll stay up and check me out.
Modest, huh?
They're very modest. No Playboy models out there. You know, if I even put my hands on it, they go under. You know, it's around my neck on a lanyard. So, I dig it, you know, them spending time with me. And maybe it's selfish to want a record of it, photographic record. But never given me trouble. They've never tried to tip me or anything like that. Big cam boat yesterday. When I was coming back into the Angel Gate, China shipping was coming out. Big guy. He was all laden. He wasn't sitting low. I wonder if all them cans are empty.
The ones we were putting on were.
Yeah, yeah. They're full coming in, but they...
Yeah, we don't really make much to send out. Yeah. Or if you do, it's too expensive.
So they're just bringing some empties back.
You know, I heard that night, one of those ships can fill a mile and a half train 30 times.
Yeah, see?
Damn.
That's serious.
No wonder there's so much traffic.
Well, this is the second hour of the Watt Pedro Show, October 9, 2005 edition. Hang tight for hour three. October 9, 2005, it's the third hour of the Watt Pedro Show. And time for another trip with Jack. We start a new mind movie from 1974. This is part A of Moon Over Morocco.
Now we begin the first episode in our new Jack Flanders adventure serial, Moon Over Morocco.
Thank you. Mesdames, Messieurs, bonjour. Nous vous prions de bien vouloir déposer tous vos bagages de cabine sous vos sièges. Merci. نرجو كم سيدتي وسادتي أن تضعوا جميعا جسدكم إذا وجدت هذا المقاعد شكرا.
Captain Sutherland, good afternoon. Captain Sutherland is crew welcome on board. This caravel of a motor line is connecting London Heathrow, Tanger Bouhaf, Marrakech, Menara, and Agadir Esgan. Our first stop will be Tanger Bouhaf that we shall reach within a 3 hour short flight. We ask you to fasten your seat belt, straighten up the back of your seat, and refrain from smoking during the takeoff. Tea will be served to you during the flight. Thank you. Mesdames, Messieurs, bonjour. Le commandant Sadala et l'ensemble de son équipage vous souhaitent la bienvenue à bord. Cette caravelle de la compagnie Royal Air Maroc effectue la liaison Londres-Heathrow, Tanger-Bouhaf, Marrakech-Menara et Agadir-Inesgan. Notre première escale sera Tanger-Bouhaf que nous atteindrons après un vol de 3 heures. Nous vous prions de bien vouloir attacher vos ceintures, redresser le dossier de votre siège.
Over Madrid in Ojosa, Sevilla over at the Gibraltar Detroit, and Tangier will be expected at 15 to 7 p.m. Universal time and local time in Morocco. And wishing you a good flight. Thank you for your attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're beginning our descent to Tanger Bouhaf Airport. We ask you to fasten your seatbelt and strap your seatbelt.
No, not today. No. No.
American?
No, thanks.
From Chicago?
No.
But
maybe some other time.
And happen. 42nd state.
Look, maybe we can do it some other time.
That's Buckless.
No thanks.
Snack charm in the barber has your help.
Not today. No, I've got to go someplace. I have to meet someone.
Match?
Hmm? What?
You have match?
Oh, sure, yeah. Somewhere. I know I've got one. Oh, here. You can keep one.
Cigarette?
Yeah. Here you are.
You light?
You're giving me back my matches so I can light your cigarette. Okay.
You come to Morocco to seek the Masumuda?
I don't understand.
The holy Masumuda.
Who are you?
Do you know who are you?
I don't...
No, you don't.
My name's Kelly, Kasbah Kelly, and I own a bar here in Tangier. The bar's called Kasbah Kelly's. It figures. Kasbah Kelly's is right down by the beach on the Bay of Tangier, and across is the Gates of Hercules and the ever-faithful Rock of Gibraltar. Maybe you better get a map. That's Mojo playing the piano. You'll get to know him as time goes by. Now, a lot of what I'm going to tell you ain't necessarily going to be the truth. I figured you may as well know that up front. So if one day you visit Morocco and find out it's not anything like what I told you it was, that is your big problem. You understand? You step outside the door, and you can hear the ocean. Smell it, too. This country's got a great smell. Those dry, scented winds of inland Morocco. The fig trees, the cedar wood and mint beds. Here in Tangier, it's eucalyptus, flowers and spices and dry earth. And here on the beach, it's the ocean. You can smell it, can't you? If you allow yourself to. And as you hear, there's fog this time of year, just down here by the bay, but not up there behind me. The whole city is hills, just like San Francisco. I come from San Francisco. A long time ago, I come from a San Francisco that doesn't exist anymore. Though it never did exist, except maybe for a few of us.
It was the fantastic drowse and drum hum of Lum Mum afternoon, nothing to do. Old Frisco, with end-of-land sadness.
Kasbah Kelly?
Right.
Jack Flanders. Glad to meet you.
This is Mojo Sam, the Udo man.
Hi. How are you?
Crazy. Give me some skin.
The Udo man?
Mr. Kelly. He used that name, not me.
Well, what's Udo mean?
That's part yoga and part voodoo.
I calls myself the Udo man. Mojo Sam, the Udo man. And my friends, they come up to me and say, "Hey, Udo man, your parrot, he leave a little Udo on your shoulder there. He. So only Mr. Kelly here calls me Udo man.
So you know a little bit about voodoo, huh?
Voodoo?
I see.
This here is Africa.
Kelly, I take it you got my letter.
Right.
Well, the two of you may be a great deal of help to me. I mean, for my expedition.
Expedition?
Yeah, I guess you didn't see my letter, but...
Stonehenge!
Yeah. You did read my letter.
No.
Well, in my letter I wrote about my studies of Stonehenge and Woodhenge, and the stone circles and pre-Druid crosses and markers that can be found all over the British Isles. Well, to get to the point, I believe there's something so basic, so primitive here in this land, Africa, and in these people. I mean, there's a raw energy alive here that's been lost in the West. It once existed in England in ancient times, but... Well, the people here are so alive, awake. Their eyes, their senses.
Like a dog.
Yeah, you could say that. Like animals. They seem to have an instinct we've lost.
That's probably true. There's a saying here, the understanding of an Arab is in his eyes.
Hmm. Yes.
Excuse me.
That girl there.
Hmm?
At the bar.
Yeah.
Who is she?
No idea.
When did she arrive?
Who knows? She's been coming in for maybe a week, 2 weeks, every evening. She sits at the bar, keeps to herself. Do you know her?
No.
Divorcee.
Hmm.
Yeah, they often come here to Morocco. Lonely, looking for Casablanca, as though it ever existed.
Didn't it? They're Moors, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but that's out of the Middle Ages. To them, it's an insult. Calling a Moroccan a Moor is like calling someone a kike.
Hmm, I see. But it's all right to refer to Moorish, like Moorish architecture.
Yeah, sure.
I see. Tell me, what makes this country so mysterious?
I don't know. I don't ever want to know. If I knew why, it wouldn't have its mystery. It's like as soon as you know why you're in a country, it ceases to have a mystery for you, and if it doesn't have a mystery, why live in it?
Well, I don't agree.
Well, all that hocus-pocus stuff you've been doing over at Stonehenge has brought you to Morocco, but do you know why?
Sure. I'm simply looking for a vehicle that will take me through the gates. Do you know what I mean?
Open up your door to a good day and prepare yourself for a bad one.
Yes. What is it?
It is now 9. Excuse, 8. No, 9 o'clock. Exactly, monsieur.
All right. Thanks. Let's see what the weather's like. Oh, it's not bad. Looks like another nice day. I wonder if it's too early to...
Nah, she's an early riser.
Hello? Oui.
I'd like Tangier 22722.
7-2-2.
Yes, that's right.
One moment, please.
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to speak to the Countess, please.
The Countess cannot be disturbed.
Can you take a message?
Certainly.
Well, tell the Countess that...
Wait, I find the pen.
Yes, I'm here.
Message, please.
Well, tell the Countess that Jack Flanders has arrived in Tangier. I'm staying at...
Monsieur Flanders. Jacques Flanders.
Yes, that's right. I'm staying at the El Magre...
Why, you must come right over, tout de suite.
Countess Zazini,
come right over. I will send my driver for you at 11. A bientôt.
So that was the Countess. Hmm. Oh, God, there's a big crack in the wall here. I hadn't noticed that before. What a crazy place.
And this Jacques is Yahya.
Yahya?
Yahya.
The green one is Yahya.
Yahya.
Yahya. Ah. And the other one, is that a minor?
The minor is called Mina.
I see. I love this courtyard.
Ah.
The tile designs, the arabesque. It's incredible. You have a beautiful villa, Countess.
Ah, merci, Jacques, merci.
They certainly know how to construct houses, don't they?
They extract the cool from the heat.
Uh-huh, I see. And these designs. I'm told that the Muslims are forbidden to make images of humans in their religious art.
All art is religious, Jacques. It is believed because the people were forbidden to depict human form in the arts, they were able to develop the arabesque to its present perfection. The arabesque is an intricate, pure design, like mathematics. But it is more than the Quran forbidding human image. For the Muslims do not see God as an old man with a white beard. No, no, no. Allah is not a wise old man, but a principle in the universe.
Ah. So the designs represent this principle.
Yeah, you may believe that if you wish.
Well, is it true?
Nana Jacques, tell me. Why have you come to Morocco?
Countess, there seems to be something about truth here. That people...
That is finished. Why, Jacques, are you in Morocco?
Well, you see, I've been studying the energy patterns that flow through certain ancient monuments.
Ah.
Stonehenge, Woodhenge, Glastonbury Abbey... Man-made mounds and stone circles.
You investigate in England only?
Yes. Well, no, actually, Scotland, Wales, Ireland.
I know Stonehenge has solar instruments, but I am unfamiliar with Woodhenge.
Well, in some ways, Woodhenge is even more mysterious than Stonehenge. Like the pyramids, it was laid out under the sign of Mercury to invoke the influences of that planet.
Mercury. Ah, oui.
Woodhenge is an arrangement of concentric rings set out in a series of several hundred holes, instead of stones. And these once held upright wooden posts. The order in which the posts were set was extremely precise and deliberate. If you can visualize this...
Mais certainement.
Well, there were six concentric elliptical rings, each containing posts of varying sizes and number, placed upon an axis that pointed to the sunrise on a summer's day.
Aha! Mercury, the inventor of the lute, the god of stringed instruments and music.
Exactly. Woodhenge was built for the invocation of this particular aspect of the mercurial influence.
The Pythagorean, oui?
You are right, Countess. The Pythagoreans reproduced the sonic patterns of the universe by means of strings stretched between posts. Each string was of varying length and thickness, determined by the relative size and distance of the celestial bodies. So using this scale, the distance between the Earth and the Moon is the same distance as between the two Woodhenge centers, or one tone.
So?
Well, Woodhenge itself appears to have been an enormous stringed musical instrument, laid out according to the plan of the universe. In other words,
it
Countess...
It played the music of the spheres.
Exactly. Celestial harmony.
Oui, oui. Yaya is silent.
Be not afraid of the universe.
The sky was heavy. The air so thick I could scarcely move. The whole countryside looked as though it were suffering. The thunder began to rumble in the west and the sky grew black.
She's standing there on the knoll, silhouetted against the sky.
This silence happens very rarely.
Her movements were so slow and graceful. There was a pattern, a design she etched in the air. And then I noticed that she stood in the middle, where the cross currents of energy flowed.
Sometimes it is the sound of the wind.
Her hair is so long and black. And her cape rises and falls, and it snaps in the wind.
It seemed I had stood there thousands of years before,
watching this ritual being performed.
There are times, though, I believe he listens to thoughts.
The wind began to howl and the clouds boiled like black serpents.
The Moroccans do not like owls. Do you know?
What the hell is she doing?
It is the way the owl looks at you. It is their eyes. They can do things to you. They are very superstitious, these Moroccans.
I could feel the energy rising as though the earth itself were about to explode. And still she whirled faster and faster, her arms stretched towards the sky.
I once owned two owls. They were large. This large! If someone was nasty, as they can be, let's all go for them.
I can see the energy. It swirls around her.
Faster. More frantic she danced, and yet with such exactness, such precision, and still the wind rose higher. The rain fell in torrents.
They killed all their messages, sent by someone, someone who does not like them.
She'll kill herself. Stop! Stop!
Oh, yes. They will kill the owls if they can, and they do.
And then it struck. Like a meteor and shot off across the countryside.
5 years ago, there were many owls. Today, very, very few.
She's gone.
And she was gone.
Ah, Yaya has begun to talk once more. How nice. Nice, Yaya.
He who speaks the truth better have one foot in the stirrup.
It was late afternoon. I was sitting outside at the Café Continental on the Boulevard Pasteur, sitting alone, having a glass of sweet mint tea. And who should come along? Just out for an afternoon stroll, talking to himself, solving the mysteries of the universe.
Jack Flanders.
Casbah Kelly. You mind if I join you?
Sure. Yourself. What would you like?
Oh, mint tea would be fine.
I slowly became aware of something I hadn't noticed before. This Flanders fellow used an interesting technique while he sat there. It was opening his eyes wide, alerting his senses, and allowing everything occurring around him to enter in. Then later, I figured he would sort out the impressions, the vibrations, the images, the data, and file it away. It's known as deliberate delay observation. When the atmosphere is too intense, too foreign to make accurate observations, it's merely recorded by the senses and later on filed into place.
It's their motivation that I don't know if I could ever understand.
They're like children.
Like children?
Yeah.
You mean their minds work differently than ours?
That's for sure.
Tell me, Kelly, how does a Moroccan's mind work? Well, come on, you must know.
Look, I can't just launch into it.
Their logic, then.
They have no logic.
Well, they must have.
Their minds don't work at all the same as ours. That's what makes it so much fun.
How do their minds work?
I'm not a Moroccan.
Well, then how don't their minds work?
Don't? You mean how don't they use logic? Okay. If A equals B and B equals C, A does not necessarily equal C. For them, not at all. And there's no reason that it should, because they've never been taught that things equal to the same thing or equal to each other.
Go on.
If you perform Act A 20 times, and the result every time is result B, you can safely assume that B is the result of A, that A causes B.
Right.
Not for them. Not at all. You performed Act A, Act B happened. There's no connection whatever with A. It happened because God wanted it to happen that way, and, well, that's the way it is.
Allah.
The will of Allah.
You mean that nothing is the result of anything?
Everything merely is, and no questions asked. Even the language they speak is constructed around that. Everything is explained by the constant intervention of Allah.
Oh, by the way, I visited the Countess de Zazinia.
Hmm.
Do you know her?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I take it you two don't get along.
She doesn't approve of my existence.
Oh, I see.
Actually, she feels I should have and could have chosen a different time to incarnate. A time different than she'd chosen.
Well, you missed by a generation.
That wasn't good enough.
Your lives are bound together in some way?
I think she feels that fate has spun invisible strings and it's only a matter of time before circumstances gives it a yank and we're suddenly drawn together into some kind of embarrassing intrigue.
Doesn't she like you?
Where possible, the Contessa avoids the vulgarities of life.
Hmm. I see.
Of course, I did freak her out of her wits a couple of times.
She's mysterious, though, isn't she?
Tangier's full of mysterious Europeans.
Nobody knows what country they're from. They speak every language. Their mysteries one can never resolve. Because they've seen to it very carefully before they came.
Where is this place? These walls are brilliant. The tiles glisten like teeth. Black olive trees caught by the moonlight. Frozen like lightning cracked into the sky. These archways. This stillness. This calm. Wait. I see words inscribed in the stone arch. Shadows, I can't make it out. The last part, it says, of our own light. Of our own light.
But they never could be. Tangier is the city par excellence for mysterious Europeans.
Anything wrong?
I think the atmosphere here is a little intense.
Yeah, it's a lovely country to come to if you're looking to be pushed over the edge.
If you don't mind my asking, Kelly, do you make any money off this place?
Oh, well, you know, if there were a lot of people coming in all the time, it's just too distracting.
That girl, sitting at the bar.
Yeah. Mojo!
Yeah, boss?
Flanders here is interested in yoga.
What?
You look like the type.
I've been practicing a thing. Maybe you got some ideas about it.
Well, I really don't know that much.
You know about projecting?
Projecting?
What you do is find a nice, clean piece of wall. White, cool plaster. That's good. Then you sit down and you focus on a dot in your mind. A red dot right between your eyes. Then you project it on the wall. You keep it there until it begins to open into pictures. The desert. That one will be the first. Sand, big needle cactus, red desert. Maybe a camel or two, one hump kind. Maybe see a crow flying low. What you see in your mind is projected on the wall.
Can you do this?
My parrot and my monkey think so. When I project a banana on the wall, my monkey goes ape. Yeah, they're more alert. Got different kind of eyes than ours. I don't think human beings can see it. Ain't strong enough yet. Of course, parrot likes a banana, too.
Well, how far can you take it?
Take it wherever I go.
No, Mojo, I mean...
I don't know. When I get better projecting whatever comes in my head, I'll be able to tune in on... Who knows? I'll show you sometime when I get under control.
You know, I'd like to see that.
Gotta have control. I mean, man, I got things in my head. Hairy stuff there, man.
Jack, there's something I want to ask you. These stone circles and mounds you've been investigating. Tell me more.
Well, it's a pretty big hunk to just launch into.
Yeah, well, tell me a little chunk of it, then.
Well, this is what we know for sure. Those prehistoric sites were laid out to reflect the constellations. Apparently, each site had a different character depending on the nature of the celestial body it represented. That and the strength of the natural magnetic current that flowed through it. Whoever these people were, they constructed their instruments of stone at appropriate spots in the countryside. Places that would serve their purpose.
Yeah, and their purpose?
Yeah, well, that's the question. It's magic. They channeled this current for their own magical purposes. These sites were, in a very real sense, receiving stations. Receiving stations for direct influences from the planets. Every stone circle had an affinity with a certain part of the human body, so they literally formed giant figures that stretched right across the landscapes.
Giants of old.
Yes, and the lines that connect these sites to one another formed a terrestrial nervous system. You know, it's actually amusing in a way. We've all been living in the ruins of an ancient structure whose incredible size has made it invisible to us. Not until we started using aerial photography did we really begin to see.
This is in the British Isles?
No, it's the entire Earth. I mean, the entire surface of the Earth is marked with the traces of a gigantic work of prehistoric engineering. The remains of a once universal system of natural magic.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know. And there are places where some of that magic is still very much alive.
So, you've come to Morocco to look?
Not to look. To find. To find an entrance to that lost world.
Patience, my friend, is the key of paradise.
The candle is put into the lantern, and the moth is left outside, fluttering.
Here, from the roof, you can see all of Tangier.
Amazing. Those dogs down there, are they that loud every night, Countess?
It is the moon.
It's not full, is it?
3. Peut-être 4 days more.
Are they stray dogs?
Some. As the moon fattens, the dogs increase.
I see. Call for prayer. Countess.
Shh, uncle. The muezzin calls the faithful to prayer from the minaret of the mosque. It is an interesting religion, the Muslim faith. In the 7th century, the Arab invade and the Berber embrace Islam with enthusiasm. The Berber became more Muslim than the Muslim. The Berber produced Berber holy men, Berber saint, Berber prophet, Berber messiah, Berber cult, even Berber Quran.
You mean they changed it to fit themselves?
The Berber reverted back to a purity and austerity of early days of Islam, to the days of the Prophet Muhammad in the Arabian desert, even back before the Arab, who in the course of his imperial progress became influenced by the corrupt tendencies of the outside world.
You mean the original natives of Morocco were Berbers?
Long time ago, Jacques, the Berbers were a white race. But the passage of time, the mix, the darken. The Touareg tribe of Sahara, still with blue eyes.
Then there was a Berber language.
Oui, still. Maybe 3 million still speak. Berber mean free and noble spirit. Berber always a fighting race. Jacques, perhaps you watch something?
There's someone there. By those eucalyptus across the road. They were watching us.
Moroccans watch everyone.
They're very suspicious people.
We are foreigners in their country. No matter how long you live in Morocco, you are still a foreigner.
There was something familiar about that person. It's too dark to be certain, but I believe it was a woman. It's their eyes. They don't miss much, do they?
Very little escape.
Wait a minute. Please, wait. Do you understand English?
Yes.
Good. I want to ask you something. This may sound like a come on, but it isn't really.
Come on?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to pick you up. That's not why I've been chasing you.
You wish to carry me.
Carry you? Oh, pick you up. No. I'll get to the point.
Point?
Well, I mean, have you ever been to England?
You English?
No, American.
From New York?
No, I've lived there, but I wouldn't say that I... Look.
You wish to show me something.
Huh? No, I just... Well, this may sound silly, but...
Sound silly?
Oh, God. I've seen you before. When I first saw you, there was wind and rain and thunder. You seemed to dance to those waves of energy rippling across the countryside. I felt I was living something that was destined to happen. At that moment, I was suddenly aware that I had known all my life that scene would take place.
Yes, that is so.
You seem so sad. I can no longer tell what is real and what isn't. I have a difficult time following what is happening to me. I seem to have no solid points of reference.
I am Laila Ulupi.
I'm Jack Flanders. What is it? Do you too feel this was inevitable? Is it that makes you sad?
We have a saying. Nobody but the one who is carrying a load knows how much it weighs. And the drums will come.
I don't understand.
I am Laila Ulupi. A point of reference?
I didn't mean... No, you know that I didn't mean that. What do you mean?
You are a foreigner. How can you comprehend?
But what do you mean? Oh, here's someone I'd like you to meet. Caspar Kelly.
I cannot. I must go.
Well, where can I reach you?
Reach me?
Yes, how can we get in touch? Where do you live?
You will see me. Soon.
Are they very superstitious people?
Superstitious? They are expert in superstition.
I'd like to know about their magic.
Ah. Everything here is magic. It is how all Moroccan people live.
You mean they all practice magic?
They all believe, yes, of magic. Sekil. It is drug, herb. The old women, oh, are very subtle. With herb, they can cause anything. Your pretty hair, eh? All fall out. Or your white teeth. All fall out. Or cause catatonia, schizophrenia, eh? Heart attack. Anything.
But why?
It is usually for power or for money, which is the same thing.
So this Sekil... That's where they administer
they
drugs.
They put Sekil in your food every day. Well, a little bit, huh? And when you rest afterwards in a trance, perhaps, they then suggest you do what they wish, eh? Like to make someone love you. You use Sekil. With Sekil, all resistance falls away.
Wow. Sounds scary. You mean to tell me they're doing that now? Today?
Everywhere. Every day. And there is also Sahar. This is the writing of words. Perpetuation of three Islamic gods. Like cutting off the rooster's throat during the full moon, eh? No drug, but work as well. They say.
That sounds just like voodoo.
The casting of spells. This is Sahar. But to the Moroccan, Sekil... Sahar, equally effective. All magic. Magic part of everyday living here.
Yes, I see.
I do not think you see. Everything is explained by the constant intervention of Allah.
I do see.
You do not see. When you die in Morocco, it was your time to die. It is the will of Allah. So, no autopsy.
I think I'm beginning to see now.
Oui, oui, oui. It is murder. Murder. Murder all the time. Every day. And no questions asked.
What from Pedro Show. That was EZT. Well, we played a bunch of stuff there from Baby Legs' monitor label there. Balmore. You know who lives there? Craigo, right?
Oh, yeah. You heard about that.
Yeah. There's an old Pedro guy living in Baltimore. Anyway, that was EZT with... Heyo to Craig-o. Craig Worley out there. I went to grade school with him.
Wow.
Yeah. That was EZT with the Bay Shallows. Before that, we had Hudson Bell with Atlantis Nights. Then we had the Oxes before that, and none of the songs are marked. It's the Oxes EP. There's five songs, and I played the fourth one, so whatever that is. Trippy picture.
Well,
some kitsch.
On.
The Wheaties and the hot dogs. And start off the music there with More Dogs. Never Let Them Catch You Crying. And that was all after part A of Jack's, well, as far as you guys are concerned, most recent adventure. Part A of Moon Over Morocco. But it was actually done in 1974. So, it's a pretty long one. It's going to be 16 parts, so. And that was a pretty big chunk right there. But Jack is finding out the ways of the Berbers and Morocco. And of course, he'll be on a mind-blow trip. Self-realization and discovery. And it'll take him a whole
two discs
bender of a voyage to find out he always knew what he was trying to figure out anyway. That's the way these things work out for him. He just had to take the trip to make it stick. All right, Jack. Coming at the end, another Watt from Pedro Show. The October 9, 2005 edition. Vinny Vegas wanted to come by.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Right, with Todd there. From Recess Records, these guys, the Porch Gore. no longer 4th Street. I think they're all at 15th Street.
Oh,
that big pad,
big
the Peck,
pad, huh?
Peck Manor.
Uh-huh.
But they want to bring by some music. It'll be cool, some Pedro.
Cool.
I know a bunch of those bands are playing the skate.
Oh, cool.
San Pedro Skate Park benefit on November 4th. I play twice, so I'll play earlier with the second man, and then I got to go to Long Beach and play with Peter and Perkins at Di Piazza's. I don't know all the bands, but there's a bunch of bands. It's going to be at La Zona Rosa 2, the new name, but we all know it as Dancing Waters. But it's been La Zona Rosa number 2 for a while now. And, a couple days before, it'll be me and Money Mark at Sacred Grounds.
That'll be cool.
Breaking in for some more jams. But I'll be festooned in costume, of course, for my favorite holiday. Maybe a pumpkin on the head. That's always my last minute one if I can't find a costume. Just cut the bottom out of a pumpkin.
I got some big old pumpkins, man.
Yeah?
My mom grew some. I carried them. Even
they go so good big. If you're wearing a flannel. Then you look like Ichabod Crane. You know? Little ones are tough. I had one that was so little, it was so tight that I couldn't get it off. I had to drive up there with it on, and I had to actually crack it off to get it off at the end of the night. All that pumpkin innards all in the face, and yeah, it's kind of gooey. Anyway, next week we'll have another show, and till then, keep your powder dry.